when love goes astray and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, your host. It's Friday. After taking a brief foray into the world of pre-taping last week, I am back live. I thought that today would be a good day to address current events. I feel like we're in elementary school talking about current events. I had a full opening prepared, and then I listened to Sam and Mitchell's show just now, and I had a couple of thoughts. First of all, is all this media attention to celebrity peccadilloes resulting in a better world? And the line that I heard as I was walking in today was, if you don't keep your word. We're going to talk about that too. And then Mitchell's comments at the end, step back, look in, and laugh. The topics I'm going to talk about today have been fodder for the late night comics. I am not a professional comedian. If you heard my April Fool's Day show, you know that full well. I am merely an aspiring entertainer. But my God, if you want to make a joke, feel free to call in. The number is 877-480-4120. If you want to answer a question, and this show is going to be filled with, not really rhetorical, but questions that I don't have the answer to. They're questions that you might have a theory on. I might have a theory on, but I certainly don't know the answer. You know, my day job, people say when they hear me on the radio, don't give up your day job. My day job is as a divorce lawyer, and my job is primarily to ask questions. And that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to ask questions. But today, let's talk about Anthony Weiner, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, and even Elliot Spitzer, as well as a few other people today. Is what any of those individuals done, or have any of those things been so bizarre and so outrageous as to push Charlie Sheen out of the headlines? Really? And I'm going to say this a number of times today. What up with that? Give me a break. Anthony Weiner resigned yesterday. Okay? He did resign yesterday, and the papers are filled with jokes. I was reading an article in Newsday. The headline was, from Twitter to Quitter. Okay, the headline people are having a blast with this. But what did he do? He's 46 years old. He's married a very short period of time. And over the last 3 years, he sent out sexting, which, you know, my daughter told me about. I know what sexting is. And he posted on Twitter certain photographs of himself. BFD. You know? Who cares? Does it make him a worse public servant? Does it make his opinions on the war, on the economy, on healthcare, on any real issue insignificant, not to be considered? I've been doing the Divorce Hour for, God, it's almost a year and a half now. It's a long time. And other than 5 minutes after the shooting of Gabby Gifford, I have never thrown my political views in a show. You will hear some of my political views today. I don't get it. Let's say he had cyber sex. What man in 2011 who's been married for more than a year has not engaged in cybersex with a woman, at least somebody they thought was a woman, on the internet? I'm here to tell you, because you know this show is all about me and it's my self-therapy, guilty! I did it. I did it while I was married. Now, am I stupid enough to tell my wife about it? Well, now she's my ex-wife. I can say anything I want. But at the time, I was not that stupid. Arnold Schwarzenegger, married to a Kennedy, for God's sakes. Sergeant Shriver's daughter, Rosa Joe Kennedy's granddaughter. Now, I understand the popular conception about the Kennedy women. I got it. And we're going to talk more about Kennedy women as we go forth. But Maria is gorgeous. Maria is smart. She is well-spoken. Hell, she's arm candy. To have an affair with the housekeeper? The unattractive housekeeper? Forgive me. I don't get it. Now, have I ever wanted to have an affair with a housekeeper? Yes. But how stupid would that have been? You know, as a divorce lawyer, I've been given advice by my elders in the field. I remember somebody I knew socially from before I was a lawyer found out I was a divorce lawyer and I was working for one of his friends. So he pulls me aside. Now, mind you, I know the man's wife and I know his daughter. And he said, and I will not give his name because he's still alive and he's still practicing law. And he says to me, this is a great area of the law. You get laid a lot. Dum-dum. What do you respond to that? Dominique Strauss-Kahn, a little bit different, but really a very powerful man in the world. Now, if he's guilty of rape, he's far, far and away the worst of all these guys. Far and away the worst. He did the bad things. He resigns quickly. Doesn't look like he's ever going to run for president of France. And they're a little more tolerant in France. But, you know, he's out of the ordinary. And we can talk about his particular issues as part of this because he's one of the politicians that have fallen down. I'm going to ask questions. If you have questions, if you have answers, if you have comments, call us, 877-480-4120. Send us a tweet. Do we tweet? We do tweet. I don't know how we tweet. Send us an IM at the Facebook fan page of Talking Alternative Network. You can even email me a message, which I might or might not see during the show, larry@divorcebybloom.com. We're going to have fun today. We're going to talk about stuff. We're going to talk about history. We're going to talk about politics. And when we come back, let's talk about where it all started. George Washington. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please join us starting Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Please tune in and call as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Who's making love to your old lady while you've been out making love? Jake and Elwood, John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, the Blues Brothers. You know what? The guys that I've mentioned, they don't care who's making love to their old lady while they've been out making love. They just don't care. Because, much like this show is for me, it's all about them. And one of the things, well, actually, you know, we have very interesting conversations here during the commercial break. And Janice asked, I hope you don't mind me divulging your question, how come if everybody's doing it, people are pointing fingers? And I believe, I don't know if it's true, I believe that people point fingers so that they can divert the attention off of themselves onto someone else. Now, this is the hypocrite in most of the politicians. Dare I say, it's the hypocrite in the Republican politicians. But we'll get back to that later on. It's funny because I've given you three people right now, a Democrat, a Republican, and a French guy. So obviously, misconduct is not confined to one political party. Everybody's doing it. But look, it didn't start. Commonly, we all think it started with Elliot Spitzer or with Clinton. But let's go back in time. If you live in the Northeast, you cannot help but pass a building almost every day that said George Washington slept here. Do you think he was just sleeping there? Come on, everybody. He was indeed the father of our country. You know, in more ways than one. We have Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin, I think the statistic was he fathered 54 out-of-wedlock children. Okay? Now, he was really the father of our country. Okay? Thomas Jefferson, noted ladies' man. You know, not everybody like that, but Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. LBJ and everybody. JFK and Marilyn Monroe. But she was Marilyn Monroe, so it was okay. And he was married to Jackie, who was a Kennedy woman, after all. So, you know, none of those guys got the hard time that Wiener got, or Schwarzenegger, or Spitzer. But you know who got a hard time? Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter lusted in his heart, and the news ripped him a new one. Everyone made fun of him. There were more jokes about Jimmy Carter than there are now about Anthony Weiner. And, you know, Weiner has that name that's so easy to make fun of. How did they survive it? Is it just that the media was different in those days? You know, other than JFK, these guys were all guilty of bad taste. You know, it's not, you know, JFK at least had Marilyn Monroe. She was, you know, she was a goddess. She was the sexiest woman of her time. But these, Monica Lewinsky, oh my God. Not with a 10-foot pole. Never happened. Okay, but, you know. And then the question is, would Clinton have survived the Lewinsky scandal? Everybody's going to go, he did survive it. No, but he underwent impeachment proceedings. He was technically impeached. He wasn't convicted, but he was impeached. If he had come clean, instead of saying, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky, if he said, I shouldn't have had it, but I did, I was wrong. Wouldn't the whole, if you'll excuse the expression, wouldn't the whole thing have blown over relatively quickly? I don't get it. And, you know, Uma, however Mrs. Weiner pronounces her first name, at least she didn't show up at the press conference. Maria had the spine to start a divorce action. And after all, this is a divorce show, and we're going to talk about that a little later. We don't know what Mr. Strauss-Kahn's... Well, Mr. Strauss-Kahn's wife was renting places at exorbitant rentals for him to live in while he awaited trial. So she certainly didn't abandon her man. Mrs. Spitzer, whose name escapes me, stood by him at the press conference. Governor Sanford of South Carolina, after he said, I'm going hiking in the woods, and went to visit his paramour, good lawyer word, paramour in South America, she stood by him at the press conference. I don't get it. I don't understand what it is. So why, after the ones that have survived, and admittedly Spitzer did not survive, Weiner did not survive, Arnold and Strauss-Kahn probably won't survive, although Arnold is gone from the political scene anyway. Why are these scandals in 2010, 2011 deal breakers for politicians, and they never were before? I maintain that Anthony Weiner was a good congressman. His district loved him. He would have been a great mayor of New York. He wanted to be mayor of New York. Does the fact that he showed a naked picture of himself to the world, I haven't seen it, some might say it was advertising, but does that disqualify him from running the city? One of the true thankless jobs in the world? And if anybody got my email about the show today, the most important question, how come women never have this problem? Why don't we hear about a sex scandal with Hillary Clinton? Why don't we hear about a sex scandal with Nancy Pelosi? Why don't we hear about a sex scandal with Sarah Palin, who, regardless of her politics, is a very attractive woman? Now, I don't believe that women like sex less than men. I think that it's equal, if not more so, on the part of women. Okay? After all, men, at least men of a certain age, have a downtime after sex where they can't have sex again for a while without chemical assistance. Women can keep going. They're the Energizer bunnies. Okay? They didn't call the Energizer bunny a bunny for no reason. Keep going and going. Give us a call here. Let's talk about this. Why don't women get caught? Is it because they don't cheat? Is it because they're more discreet? Is it because they prioritize and they put it on the back burner? What is it? I don't get it. Call in 877-480-4120. I am us on the fan Facebook page. You think I know how to do this? You know, that's the thing about Weider. I couldn't do what Weider does because I have no idea. Beside from the fact that you need a microscope to see the picture, I couldn't figure out how to put the picture up. Up, pun unintended. So give us a call here. Send me an email, larry@divorcedbybloom.com. Send us an IM. This is the Divorce Hour. It is your show as much as mine. Give us, join in. This is TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Love stinks.
Love stinks.
The Jay Giles Band and Love Stinks. However, as that great philosopher Tina Turner said, what's love got to do with it? This is all about sex. Actually, it's not true. There is something about love. I am reading to you now, or I will be reading to you now, from our favorite source in the world, Wikipedia. Narcissism is the personal trait of egotism, vanity, conceit, or simple selfishness. How about that? Now, what do those people that I've named, including the ones that have gotten away with it, as well as virtually every woman I have ever dated since I was 16 years old, have in common? They're all narcissists. Okay, let's remember how narcissism started. Way back when, the Greeks, you remember the Greeks, very wise people, there was this guy. What was his name? Narcissus, hence the name of the syndrome. Narcissus was taking a walk one day and was walking by a still body of water. He looked down and saw in the water the most beautiful thing he had ever seen in his life. He was mesmerized. He couldn't move. He was awestruck. What did he see? His own reflection. Anthony Weiner. His own reflection. All right, I'm going to attack my people for a moment. What Jewish man takes a picture of his penis and broadcasts it? What up with that? Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, I didn't see a picture of Anthony Weiner either, but I've never seen a naked picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger. But the man did steroids, and the most common side effect, that's the word I'm looking for. I was going to say repercussion, but side effect of steroids is smaller, what do they call it on Steinfeld? Shrinkage. It's all about shrinkage, okay? I have no idea. I don't even want to get into Strauss Kahn or Spitzer or those other guys. But let's just talk about those guys. It's all about them. Now, I have heard from people who know Schwarzenegger. How about that? People who know people. How's that for a source? That everything you want to know about Arnold Schwarzenegger, you can find out from watching Pumping Iron. Pumping Iron was a documentary that he did either before or after he came to America, just after he came to America, and it was about the bodybuilding. And the man is self-absorbed. So, you got a self-absorbed narcissist. He married a Kennedy. Did he marry her because she was a Kennedy? Did he marry her because she was smart or because she was hot? And now let's look, and he had kids with her. I mean, obviously they had a sexual relationship. And if you heard some of the early interviews with Maria talking about Arnold, she flat out said he was hot. And she was, you know, physically attracted to him. And look at what he had an affair with. Why? He could have had almost any woman in America. Okay? In the world, probably. And this is what he chose. But she probably worshipped him. She probably didn't make him think. She probably didn't have a demand on him. Now, okay, remember, this is a show about divorce. And this is the one that's resulting in a divorce. Men cheat. Why do men cheat? Ooh, that's an interesting subject. Just in general, why do men cheat? It's much like the answer to the question, why do dogs lick their genitals? Because they can. So, you know, most of these times, these cases don't end up in divorce. Here we've got a divorce. And because this is a divorce show, we should actually talk about what the affair, what the lying about the affair will do in the divorce. Well, as I'm fond of saying to my clients when they go, but he cheated on me. I say, unless he gave you AIDS, it doesn't matter. All you're going to do is get divorced. It's not going to affect how much support you get. It's not going to affect the custody of your children in most cases. It's not going to affect property distribution. Now, many years ago, I represented one of a pair of famous people, and the husband brought the 5-year-old girl into bed with his girlfriend and him. That might impact the custody determination. In fact, you know, fortunately, that wasn't an issue. We didn't have to fight about that, but we were ready to fight about that if we had to. But really, your sex life, your picadillos, your whatever, have nothing to do with a divorce. Property distribution and support, marital fault, that's what they call that, marital fault, only comes into play, I can't believe I'm doing a legal show on this, only comes into play when it's egregious. What does egregious mean? Well, the courts have only given one example of what egregious is. The man who put a hit contract out on his wife was guilty of egregious spousal misconduct. I think if I gave my wife an incurable disease, that might be egregious. There's no law on it. At least none I've seen, and I usually read the laws as they come down. But that's not egregious. So your affair, or your worse, your spouse's affair, what do you do? You're a man. You got a wife who's stopped working. She's home. She's raising the 2 little kids. And you find out she's screwing around. Because everybody, when you screw around, people find out. It's tough to get around that. But what do you do? And he says, well, why do I have to pay her support? She was the one who was cheating. Because the government, meaning the taxpayers, meaning the judge, doesn't want his tax dollars going to support your wife when you couldn't satisfy her and she had to go look elsewhere to be satisfied. Give us a call here. Let's talk about this. I can talk. I can do a whole hour of monologue. You guys know I could probably do a couple of shows all by myself, a couple hours on this particular topic. God knows we have enough music on cheating for all these topics. But we the number here, 877-480-4120. Instant message us at the Talking Alternative fan club page on Facebook. Send me an email at larry@divorcebybloom.com. You could even text me if you wanted to, but I'm not giving out my phone number, so that's not happening. Actually, I could do that, but I'd rather hear your voice. Give us a call. When we come back, let's talk about, unless I get a call, let's talk about hypocrites and lying. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, and we, as always, are here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please join us starting Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Please tune in and call as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off with Love in the Morning with Marnie Galison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Tempted. You can resist temptation. It is possible. You know, when that gentleman, that lawyer friend of mine said, it's a great area, you can get laid a lot. Why? Why would I want to? Oh my God, not with divorce clients. And I will tell you that in 31 years of practice, since Janice was good enough to play Tempted, I will tell you that I was been tempted 3 times. That's pretty good in 31 years. The first, I actually watched the woman I was tempted with parent her child, and I later very quickly became untempted. The next one was actually the famous woman I was telling you about that I represented before. And at the time, she had not only a famous husband, but her boyfriend was somebody, I didn't know he was her boyfriend at the time, was actually much more famous than her husband. And he was, to use the vernacular, connected. And it was a good thing that I did not follow through on those that tempted, or I would be with Jimmy Hoffa somewhere in a building under a river. Who knows? And then the third time, well, we'll talk about the third time another time, but it was unfulfilled. That one was the closer one. So what about hypocrisy? I mean, we talked about that briefly a little while ago. The guys that go, look at what he did. And I couldn't believe all the people that said to Wiener, resign. Even the president, which frankly was a little bit out of character, and was something that I would not have expected him to do. But this is a good time to talk about the Republicans. I love the Republicans. They're funny. They give people things to talk about. I kid. I'll be into my Bill Maher invitation. I kid the Republicans. Larry Craig, that senator who was accused of coming on to a man in the men's room at the airport. And then his excuse was he has a wide stance. He was a family values guy. Okay. Some of these other people who've either been, made points about showing the peccadilloes of others have had their own peculiarities in terms of sex. How does the hypocrite, how does the family value guy survive a sex scandal? And the guy who is effectively representing his constituents not. Is it the difference between 2008 and 2011? I don't think so. I don't think it's the media. I think there's a double standard. I think that, as a parent, I have often said to my children, do as I say, not as I do. Okay? I'm the parent, you're the child. That was my mother's favorite line, which meant, don't come back to me with what I'm doing that doesn't agree with what I'm telling you to do. And for some reason, that works. And I don't know why it works. If anybody out there has a reason, please let me know. And then the question is, Sam brought this up during break, and Sam's here. If he wants to pipe in, he can. Should Anthony Weiner have said, yeah, that's my picture of the big muscular chest. Are you jealous? Would he have survived that? Would he have made, again, what Mitchell Rabin was talking about before? Step back. Look into and laugh. Own it. Yeah, it's me. What did he do wrong? Now, let's talk about what they do wrong. Did he divulge state secrets? Was he guilty of treason? Did he make himself susceptible to blackmail? Maybe. But didn't Kennedy? Didn't Clinton, Bill Clinton, didn't all of them? Women are, here's my theory on why women don't get caught up in these sex scandals. They might cheat. It's basically because women attach emotion to sex and men attach release to sex. And men can compartmentalize sex. Now, my good friend Larry Sharp does shows on this network, and he did a show, at least, not if it was all about, but it was certainly partially about prostitution. And prostitution works for a number of reasons. It is, in fact, the world's oldest profession. That's not a joke. That's what it is. Men, if you'll excuse the expression, go in and out, and they're done. No emotional ties. Women don't ordinarily do that. Women have to. Janice isn't reacting, so I don't know how she feels about that subject, but it's that comment. But I think that men really, one and done. That's it. And women are, if I'm going to do it once, I'm going to do it a lot more than once, and I'm going to do it with all my heart. Women and men lie about sex. Do you remember the big uproar about Bill Clinton when he lied about his relations with Ms. Lewinsky? And as I was a divorce lawyer then, it wasn't that long ago, and I said, that's what you're supposed to lie about. You're not supposed to say, yeah, I screwed around. You're supposed to say, no, I didn't have sex. Would he have survived the impeachment proceedings if he had said, yeah, I did it, I was wrong? He didn't even have to say, I'm sorry. Yeah, I did it, it was wrong. I shouldn't have done it. Probably. Not discussing sex. Now, you know, it's funny. The one name that I've left out, well, I've left a few of them out, but the main name that I have left out in terms of political scandals and sex was Richard Nixon. Now, if you've read some of the accounts of Nixon, Nixon did not screw around. Why, I don't know, but he did. And yet he is the president that resigned in disgrace. Why did he resign in disgrace? If he had said, yeah, I had my guys go into the Watergate Hotel and burglarize that. It was wrong. It was stupid. I'm sorry. And he avoided the lies. Would he have eventually stepped down? I maintain that he would not. That's my opinion. I don't think that the break-in in and of itself was the problem. The problem was the lie. Anthony Weiner. That's not me. And if it is me, somebody hacked into my personal account. Very quickly, that turned out to be a lie. Does he survive that? I don't know. Evidently, he didn't survive that. But would he have survived if he had said, don't you wish it were you? It's me, don't you wish it were you? We are here at TalkingAlternative.com. I have one more segment to go before I wish you a happy Father's Day. I could have done a Father's Day show today. Well, technically, I did do a Father's Day show today. After all, we talked about George Washington, the father of our country. Give us a call, 877-480-4120. Instant message us at the fan club page of Talking Alternative. And email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom. And as always, we are here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Learn my lesson, lessons are
That was the young, thin, beautiful Linda Ronstadt. That when that song You're No Good came out, every man in America wanted to sleep with Linda Ronstadt. That is not the case today. Okay. But still a great voice, still a great song. You guys should really be in the studio during breaks because we have interesting conversations here. Is it the sign of the times? Is 2011 a new Victorian age, a new prudish age? Did Anthony Weiner do it on purpose, either consciously or unconsciously? Does he want that new open Oprah time slot for talk shows? Does he want a new forum to be before more people and then resume his political career later? Is he afraid of the dead-end position? And it is a dead-end position. Of mayor of the city of New York. These are things that we can all think about. I don't have answers. I'm but a simple little divorce lawyer. I can tell you about how it might impact their respective marriages, and I think I've already done that. And the bottom line is that, you know, if she who shall not be named, my lovely ex-wife, knew that I had a cyber relationship, and I had a cyber love affair. It wasn't just a sex thing. It was a love affair. I almost went to Louisiana to go meet this girl. And I said, what are you, out of your mind? She who shall not be named, had found out, she would have just pulled a Lorena Bobbitt. You know, in the divorce, the way it was, you know, I would say to my lawyer, she wants both testicles. She'll settle for one, but she wants both. So, you know, you could imagine if she thought I was a cheating jerk as opposed to just a jerk. So, and I didn't do that. All I did was have a cyber relationship. So go figure. We are almost out of time. Let me talk about a few things unrelated to this topic. Happy Father's Day. Dad, I know you're probably not listening. Dad's 89. I didn't mean to dedicate a sex scandal show to you, but I am. I love you. I love my uncles. I love my cousins. I love all the men in my family. I love my son, who will one day be a better father than anybody. I can say that confidently as he's a fine young man of 18 at this point. Jake, just don't become a father too soon. There's no need to rush. In the next couple of weeks, I have Phil Kamaras coming in talking about the problems in the courts where the judges, who actually are called judicial hearing officers, who actually do the work and try the divorce cases, have been let go to budget crunches. He has founded, as a matter of fact, if yours truly had a little more money and could have invested, he and I would have founded, but he founded a matrimonial alternate dispute resolution service, and we're going to talk about that. I have my good friend Greta Blackburn coming in. She wrote a book on life extension. I don't have the name of the book in front of me, and her motto, her tagline is, 100 is the new 50. Okay? And, you know, the one thing as a divorced person that I feel more so than when I lived in the house was that I wanted to live. We're going to talk with Greta. We're going to talk with Peggy Herzog. We're going to talking about children's issues. We're going to talk with a whole bunch of people. I got shows lined up. I'm really excited. I hope everybody's listening. Next time, call in with questions, call in with comments. You've heard my politics. I don't know how quickly I'm going to do this again. when my son, I've got a minute left. When my son registered to vote, he said he registered as an independent. And I said, well, you know, in our family, we're all Democrats. And he says, really? Well, what about Katie, his sister? And I went, she's a flaming Democrat. And he said, I don't even want to know what that means. So the Blooms are liberals. Always have been, always will be. It was not until 2009 before I ever in my life dated a Republican. Now they seem to be coming out of the woodwork. But at least we have fun. Enjoy Father's Day, all you fathers and mothers and children. It's a great holiday. Honor your fathers. This has been the Divorce Hour. Stay tuned for my good friend Tony Martinetti. He's always fun. Maybe he'll talk about his comedy appearance, which I heard he made this week. And I am Larry Bloom again, the Divorce Hour. This is TalkingAlternative.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please join us starting Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Please tune in and call as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
TalkingAlternative.com.